Oh, have I pressed something there?
What have you done?
No, I think we're okay.
No, it is recording.
It's recording. Okay, we are recording.
We are recording.
Okay, Rachel. A far more positive day today,
yes.
I think, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Today's been a lot more, well, a lot more chilled as well from us, our point of view.
Yeah.
There's still been plenty of running around, but there hasn't been any... you know, it's all been positive.
It is. It has all been positive. Right, let's start with show jumping. So, right, first of all, tell people what's been happening today as far as the show jumping is concerned. Obviously, show jumping is key for us at these games because we really want show jumping to qualify for Tokyo. But what's been happening today?
So, today was the speed class, which decides the rankings for the next round of the competition when we start getting into the team rounds. So it's one of those things where there's a course of jumps and you go over it as fast as you can. You put your foot down. So it's very, very fast and furious, to keep using the word fast.
Yeah, that's good. And but also, it's important to say, we've got a really strong team here.
You've already said how confident you are about
our
team.
I know. And we are literally sitting on a log. So that's how much I am touching wood as I say this. But... I really do think they're a really strong team. So, so what a performance we had today from Ben Mayer.
Ben Mayer was the standout today. He was riding Explosion W, who is a very, very, very talented horse, and they've had a lot of good results. They won the Grand Prix at the London GCT very recently. So they came here... Well, they've come here with a very strong shout of an individual medal. We'd obviously like them to get a team medal as well. That would be fantastic. And they very much started as they mean to go on with a clear round, which there weren't many of those today.
No.
That was very, very fast. And they finished in third place.
They did. And it's worth saying, and I, do you know, we obviously managed to speak to Ben, and we're going to hear from your interview with Ben in a moment. But he went out of his way in every interview I heard him give after what was a fabulous performance. He went out of his way to talk about how great the horse is. Now, let's all admit that the horse is a phenomenon and is superb. But let's also acknowledge what a fabulous rider Ben is, because my instinct is the horse didn't know how much pressure was on Ben's shoulders as he rode into that arena, but Ben absolutely did, and yet delivered just an outstanding performance tonight.
He did, because he was the last of the British riders to go into the ring. The others had a few poles down, so there were some penalties on the board, so we really did want a clear round. He was also the penultimate rider to go into the ring as well, which, you know, you've had to sit around and wait all afternoon for your go. So the pressure does mount up, but he went in there, he was Mr. Iceberg cool, and just delivered the goods.
He absolutely did. Let's hear your interview with him.
So I'm with Ben Mayer, who's just put in a pretty excellent round in the speed class. Tell me how that went, Ben.
It went to plan today. Very happy with the start. It's been a couple of days waiting around here, so it's good to get going. Explosion gave me a great round today. Felt careful. He felt happy to be in the ring to get started also. And first day is always a little tricky with the speed round. How quick do you go? And very easy to run in and make a mistake. So he feels good. He's fresh. It's going to be a long week, so... Yeah, pretty happy with where we are right now.
Good. And what's he like as a horse to have around?
He has huge personality. Explosion is, he thinks everyone is his friend. He thinks everything is edible. and that's pretty much it here. Cormac, my groom, looks after him pretty much solely, and they travel everywhere together, and he's really enjoying this weekend. He's here on his own as a horse. He normally always has one or two other horses with him, so he's enjoying the extra attention, and he really enjoys his job, so it's a pleasure to ride.
And what are your ambitions for the rest of the week?
We're here to win. I'm very lucky to be able to ride a horse like this from Podium Farms, and he's proved in London just recently, and many other places around the world, that he is an amazing horse. This is his first championships. Mm. So we aim high and see where that takes us. But he has all the capabilities to do it. I just have to give him the best chance, put him in the best place to be able to lead the jumps up.
And it's obviously quite a big week for Great Britain in terms of the Tokyo qualification that's on the line at the moment. Do you think we've got what it takes?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a couple of not great sort of silly mistakes today, unfortunately, one or two of the other riders, but every horse jumped very, very well. There was no big problems. I really feel like we're going to hopefully jump some clear rounds tomorrow. We are here to qualify, but we're also here to try and win. We're in, I think, fourth position right now, probably just over a jump off the lead. A lot can change around, and we're a tight-knit team. We're really working together, and we believe we can do it this week.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Ben, and good luck for the rest of the week.
Thank you.
So that was Ben. As I say, a fantastic performance, both rider and horse there. But just absolutely stand out for me. But that is not the only thing that went well for Team GBR today, because of course we had paraequestrian dressage as well.
We did. So this morning we had the tests for grades 1, 2 and 3, and Britain had riders in grades 1 and grades 2. So if we start with numerically grade 1, we had Mari Durwood-Ackhurst, who has been on this podcast before. I did an interview with her a few episodes ago. Listen back to it. You know, cheeky plug there.
Absolutely.
So she's here on a championship debut with Skye O'Hara. And they went into the ring and, yeah, it was a plus 70% test. It wasn't the easiest test in the world. Skye got a little bit excited because there were some horses messing around outside the arena. But Mari kept it together and really pulled out an excellent result.
And it's also, yeah, as you've already said, this is her first senior championships and she did really well. On her first, you know, your first event, your first senior championships, all of us would be nervous, but she really delivered. Let's hear your interview with her.
Right, so I'm here with Mari after her test with Skye O'Hara. How do you think that went, Mari?
I thought it went really well, but obviously he was a bit on his toes, and the judges obviously thought that he was a bit too on his toes, so we obviously got marked down for that. But I was really pleased with it. Like, I managed to contain him. There were a few like mistakes, which has obviously been marked down quite a lot, but overall I'm really pleased with the test.
And now you're finally here wearing the official tailcoat with the Union Jack on it. How does that feel?
It was amazing, like to go down the centre line with it on. It was just, well, I think I smiled the whole way through my test.
That's what we like to see. And how are you enjoying being in Rotterdam in general?
Yeah, it's really good. There's a lovely team atmosphere and all the other nations, and the opening ceremony was really good with everybody together.
And I think probably the most important question, have you been to the Pancake House yet?
Not yet.
I think that needs to be on your list before the weekend.
Yeah, I agree.
And are you looking forward to the rest of the competition?
Yeah, now that we've done the first test, we can kind of relax because we've been in there and done it. So hopefully we'll get an even better score in the team test.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Mari, and good luck with the rest of the competition.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? I think at some point we need to take Mari for pancakes.
Yes, we do. Oh, I need to have ice so.
Actually, yeah, we need to take you for pancakes. Yeah, How have we not done this yet?
It's almost as if I'm waiting till the end of the week, and then my little reward is going to be the biggest pancake with chocolate and bananas ever.
I mean, I'm so on board with celebratory pancakes.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we've got one more interview for you, and this is Georgia.
Yes, this is Georgia Wilson, who has secured Britain its first medal of the championships.
Wow, well done, well done.
Yes, well done, Georgia. She's another one who's here on a championship debut. She's only 23. She trains with Sophie Wells, who is also here as part of the para equestrian dressage squad, but who has won, I'm pretty sure it's 29 medals for us, so, you know, knows yeah. her stuff. And it's very, very clear from watching Georgia perform today that her protege is following in her footsteps.
Yes, she is. Let's hear the interview from her, and then I'll tell you something when we come off the back of that interview.
So, Georgia, you must be absolutely thrilled after that test. How did it go for you?
It went really well. I was a bit nervous going in, but yeah, it was okay.
And you're happy with Midnight?
Yeah, very happy with Midnight. And yeah, she just tried her heart out, so it was really good.
Brilliant. And it's looking at the moment, you're in silver medal position. Were you here hoping you might get a medal, or are you just happy to be here?
Happy to be here. I was hoping, so it's a bonus.
It's a very, very nice shiny bonus, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And you are obviously here with your trainer, Sophie.
Yeah.
And how does it feel to have her here with you? Does it give you a bit of extra confidence?
Yeah, like, I know if I have a trainer like Sophie, that I can just have an extra advantage because Sophie just knows what to do.
And what does it mean to be here, being part of Team GBR, competing for your country?
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's nice to wear the red jacket. And yeah, it's just nice to represent Great Britain, and yeah, thanks to everyone who's supported in world class. And, yeah.
Brilliant. And Sophie, how proud are you of Georgia?
Oh, I'm so proud. Like, I know how it feels to trot into that arena for the first time. Like, just at every championships, let alone your first championships. And, you know, you don't quite know how they're going to react when they go in there, because although it's the same test and same arena and stuff like that, it is different. And Georgia was amazing. And she just, yeah, rode like she does at home. And there's loads more to come as well. But she went in and she rode it at Midnight. Listened, and she showed some really amazing bits in there. So, yeah, I'm proud as punch.
Excellent. Well, roll on the next one, guys.
Absolutely.
So, what are you going to tell me?
So, what I was going to tell you is this: is because I spoke to Sophie just after Georgia had come back into the sort of warm down arena, and I said to Sophie, I will place money that you were more nervous then than you've ever been when you're competing. And she said I was right, and it's obvious, because of course she said you're not in control. And it's like how all of us, when we're watching sports, you're so nervous because there's nothing you can do, whereas when you're actually competing, obviously there's something you can do, you're involved yourself. So it's almost as if there's always a sense where you haven't got the time, there's no room in your head to be nervous.
Yes, but when you're watching, well, you're in the zone, aren't you?
Yeah. But when you're watching, you're just so nervous. And she was, and let's not forget, that's, you know, Sophie's first experience of being the coach, of being there at a senior championships and watching your protégés, you say, competing. So, how amazing was that performance for your first time at your first senior championships?
It was just amazing. Now, Georgia is she's got an amazing smile, and she is always smiling, but the grin on her face when she came out of that arena, the grin on Sophie's face when she came out of the arena with her, was just amazing.
Just fabulous. We hope you're enjoying these. Please, please leave us a 5-star review. I know it's so needy. It's my needy bit, but please do. We're loving putting these together for you. We hope you agree that we love this sport. We know that you love this sport as well, and that's what we're trying to reflect with these podcasts. And we'll have another one for you very, very soon.